As we approach learning Parshas Zoysa Bracha, as we conclude the Chamish Chamish Torah, many Mepharshim attempt to connect the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah. And the end of the Torah, as we know, ends L'chol Amara Godlash Asa Maish Lein Ekal Yisrael. And the Torah, of course, begins with the words Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Mepharshim point out, I saw from the Zarah Kodesh from Naftali Rapshitzer, that if we look at the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's most interesting. On one hand, when Moshe Rabbeinu addressed and spoke to Klal Yisrael, many times do we find that he spoke to them in harsh language. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Mamram Hayisim Hashem Miyom Dati Aschem, you were people that rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day I know you. Moshe Rabbeinu says about Klal Yisrael, Ki am k'shei orifa to a stubborn people. Difficult words. But on the other hand, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Klal Yisrael, he speaks in the most loving, kind fashion, and he is ready to give up everything on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vim ayin, if you won't have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael, Mecheni na Masifrcha, then erase me from your Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu had this dual approach. Speaking to Klal Yisrael, he felt the need to be tough. And speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was so soft and so kind for Klal Yisrael. And that's what is Pshat, he says, in the connection of the end and the beginning of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, L'chol ayod chazoka, there was La'ene Kol Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael saw. What Klal Yisrael saw was a person, was a leader who was at times very tough. But that was only La'ene Kol Yisrael. That was only in front of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael saw and thought that he's being very harsh. However, Bereishis, the word Bereishis means Shav Yiras. He did everything that those that should be in front of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael should have Yiras Shemayim. That was his goal. But really, it was because he knows Bereishis is Shav Yiras. That what are we here for in the world? What does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us that we should only have that we should only be people of Yirashmayim, Ki Im Liras Hashem Lekecha. And therefore, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did, he only did to achieve Yirashmayim. There's a most interesting medrash. The medrash compares Moshe Rabbeinu and Yitzchak. The medrash says, Yitzchak Omel of Moshe. Yitzchak says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Gol Mcha, I am greater than you. Shepashati Tzavar Al Gabi Mizbeach. I stuck on my neder on the Mizbeach, Rises Pnei Shechina, and I saw the Shechina. Amalei Moshe, Ani Nasleisi Yosem Mcha. I'm even greater than you. Shata Rises Pnei Shechina, Vekeyu Einecha. You saw the Shechina, but your eyes, we know, got weak. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vehi Kizok and Yitzchak V'tkayna Eina Merois. As Yitzchak got elderly, his eyes got weak. Ma Merois, Merois B'Shechina, says the Medrash. From seeing the Shechina, Kav Yochel, Yitzchak's eyes got weakened. Avani ha'yisi medabra b'Shechina upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yitzchak Avinu, I spoke to the Shechina face to face, v'loi kena einai, and my eyes never got weakened. Menayin, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Moshe lo yodu kikorn or upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu never was even aware about his face glowing. And of course, the question is so obvious. When Moshe Rabbeinu and Yitzchak are having a debate, who's greater? And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Yitzchak, I'm greater because my eyes didn't get weak and your eyes did get weak. Is that the way to understand how Moshe Rabbeinu takes everything into consideration? Perhaps the way to understand this conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yitzchak is both of us saw the Shechina. And what happens when great people see the Shechina? When great people see the Shechina, they try to use that moment to influence and bring, as we just mentioned a moment ago, Yira Shemayim to the world. And that was what Yitzchak did at the time of the Akedah, where he brought and showed the world that he's ready to give up his life for Hashem. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu did during his entire career, doing everything for Kvod Shemayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yitzchak, your eyes got weak and my eyes didn't. And the reason Yitzchak's eyes got weak is because Yitzchak did not only try to be Melamed Zchus and to influence Klal Yisrael in the most positive way, but he also wanted to give bracha to Esav. And Moshe Rabbeinu used all of his strength and all of his potential just on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Yitzchak, I who devoted my life only for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, that is why my eyes did not get weak. But you who also thought about the Esav, and you also wanted to speak positively about Esav, don't have that level. So it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom was in any way suggesting that he's greater than Yitzchak. That is not what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. What Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say is, I devoted my life purely for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the pasuk says, the Gemara says that Los Lavoi, when a person leaves the world, he's asked a number of questions. And one of the questions he's asked is Kavati Itil Matayra. And we understand the question of Kavati Itil Matayra. Did you set aside time to learn Torah? But I saw that the Chesh of Sofer explains Kavati Itil Matayra. Did you try to adapt the times? There are people, he says, who think that the Torah should change according to the times. The Torah should change according to the time and place and way we live. But we know the way we're supposed to live is kavati itam la Torah, that we have to adapt to the Torah, not chas v'shalom, have the Torah try to adapt to us. And that's what the pasuk, that is the connection of the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. But come of Navi Yisrael k'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately was the one that taught us the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that taught us the V'chaya Olam Not B'Sechenu, the way we have eternal life, and not just eternal life, but life in this world that's a meaningful life, is only a life where we are kavati itam the Torah, that we adapt ourselves to the Torah. And that's what the pasuk means to say, like come oy Navi Yisrael k'Moshe, just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us how we're supposed to live for all future generations. Bereshis Bara Elokim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. Bereshis Bara Elokim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world because those who learn Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world because those who live with the Torah. Bereshis Bara Elokim, if we recognize the existence of the world, and by extension, our very existence is only connected to the Torah, then we have to recognize the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the one that gave us the Torah and taught us how to live. And that is what the Torah says. As we finished the Zayis HaBracha, we say, V'leikam Navi Oy B'Yisrael K'Moshe. We recognize the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, how he was always there for us, and then most importantly, he was always there to teach us Torah so that we can live and learn Torah. And therefore, we, Bereshis Bara Elokim, the existence of the world and the existence of Klal Yisrael and our existence becomes so very, very meaningful. And when a person comes to that realization and recognition, it is most important and most appropriate to say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, that we should be strong in these beliefs, that we should be strong in understanding why we are here, and how to do what we are here for. And like that, we will constantly grow and be strong, and Avodas Hashem, V'malei Hashem, Kol M'sha'as L'beinu L'toiva, V'tzadkenu B'tzedek U'Mishpat B'Chesed V'Rachamim, V'mehera B'yameinu.